Life Audio.
Welcome to the Crosswalk Devotional. We're glad to have you listening. Today's topic is all about growing pains. We'll return with the devotional after a brief message from one of our sponsors.
Hi, everyone. If you've been injured in an accident that was not your fault, listen up. We have legal professionals standing by to answer your questions for free. Call now and find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth. Call 800-497-4410. I'm here with spokesman John Wolf. So, John, tell everyone listening who should call right now.
Well, Maria, first off, thank you for having me here. It's always nice to answer the listeners' questions. Now, as far as who should call in, anyone who's been injured in an accident and think you deserve compensation, give us a call right now. 800-497-4410. You'll find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth.
Thanks, John. You heard it, folks. Take advantage of this opportunity and call now. 800-497-4410.
Advertisement sponsored by Legal Help Center may not be available in all states.
Called to Grow by Meg Booker, read by Leah Martin. We want each of you to show this same diligence to the very end, so that what you hope for may be fully realized. We don't want you to become lazy, but to imitate those who, through faith and patience, inherit what has been promised. Hebrews 6:11-12. Growing pains hurt. Physically, we don't all grow at the same time or rate. I remember looking up at all of my peers as one by one, they all started to sprout up before I did. Emotional growing pains are inevitable throughout the entirety of our lives, but they can be most pronounced during our teen years and early adulthood. The definition of growing pains also includes difficulties attending any new project or any rapid development of an existing project. The global pandemic caused growing pains as we scrambled to figure out how to carry on with life when so much of it came to a violent halt. Amid all of the growing and changing, our everyday lives reveal what God has called us to do. God put each of us here on purpose, with purpose. In an article by Ivan Mesa entitled, "Three Things Your Calling Is Not," he explains, we don't choose our callings. By definition, we're called to them. Repeat, God calls us. We don't call ourselves. The author of Hebrews wrote, when God made his promise to Abraham, since there was no greater for him to swear by, he swore by himself, saying, I will surely bless you and give you many descendants. Hebrews 6:13-14. Abraham's calling didn't make sense to him at first, but through the growing pains of life, he obeyed God. Finding our calling in life requires us to listen, obey, and seek the author of the master plan. He is faithful to guide us, not hiding in the shadows. Intersecting faith and life. For God's gifts and his call can never be withdrawn. Romans 11:29. God created each of us to bring glory to him through the unique purpose he has planned for our individual lives. Although wealth and success can be blessings we enjoy from the Lord as we work hard at what he's given us to do, a lack of prosperity by the world's standards by no means signals failure to follow God in our calling. When we find ourselves getting caught up in the expectations of the world, it's so important to remember we can't lose God's call on our lives. Each day, as we seek the Lord and obediently do the next right thing, we move closer to what he has for us. Even when we know early on what we're meant to do, the work of walking in the will of God continues until the day we arrive home to him. The voice paraphrase of Romans 11:29 reads, you see, when God gives a grace gift and issues a call to a people, he doesn't change his mind and take it back. Let's share this prayer for growing pains. Father, today I pray for all ages and stages of people who are experiencing growing pains. Will you bring comfort and peace and direction to their lives like no one else can? Replace the goals of the world with your plan for their lives. Help them to know which choice to make next and step to take, which will lead them on the path of your will for their lives. Help us to put our faith in you, God, every day. When we're tempted to count the days ahead, remind us, only you know how many we have to live. You know your purpose for us. Help us to rest in you, God. In Jesus' name, amen. For further exploration of this topic, read Proverbs 31, 8 through 9, Micah 6, 8, Mark 16, 15, 1 Corinthians 7, 17, and 1 Peter 4, 10 through 11. The Crosswalk Devotional is a production of Life Audio and Salem Media. If you liked what you heard today, please take a second to rate and review this podcast in your favorite podcast app so that more listeners like you can find the show. For more faith-filled, inspirational podcasts, visit us at lifeaudio.com.
Hello, hello, Quenice Petway here, co-host of the Your Daily Bible Verse podcast. Are you someone who loves to take a deep dive into God's Word, one verse at a time, to explore His will for your life and desire to draw closer to Him? If that sounds like you, I'd love to invite you to head over to lifeaudio.com and search Your Daily Bible Verse to tune in and subscribe for daily inspiration, life application, and spiritual transformation through the in-depth exploration of God's Word.